Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And we are rejoicing in our risen Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming into Prophetic Prayer Call this first Monday in April 2026. My God, time is moving fast. It is just moving fast. The Lord is on the move. He is advancing us as we are advancing his kingdom, and we are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to introduce our guests to some and just bring forth his bio, and then I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to turn the line over to Prophet Rick LaSaff. Prophet Rick LaSaff is a native of Trenton, New Jersey. He moved to Washington, D.C., the DMV, with his family and lived most of his life in the DMV. He graduated from Duval High School and afterwards enlisted in the U.S. Army. After his stay in the military, he became an IT professional building service and connecting networks in the computer field, working for the State Department and U.S. Army for over 30 years. Prophet Rick currently holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in theology. He also owns numerous certificates of biblical teaching and prophetic training achieved throughout the years, always studying to show himself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Prophet Rick comes from Pentecostal roots and walks in kingdom authority, knowledge, and leadership, anointed and called directly by God. Rick has been saved, born again, and filled with the Holy Spirit for 40 years and has served 30 years in ministry in different capacities, serving as a deacon and minister of the gospel, serving as an adjutant, armor bearer to leadership, and is now serving as an ordained, licensed elder and prophet. He has served in various ministries throughout the years, including prison ministry, street evangelism, deliverance ministry, and radio ministry and conferences. He loves teaching the Word of God in all its truth. He is a serious worshiper and lover of King Jesus and God the Father and loves all the saints of God. In 2005, Prophet Rick was called into the prophetic while in an out-of-body vision at church, where God the Father declared he was his seer, prophesied and confirmed by other prophets to be God's seer and holy prophet. God has called and given him the ministry called P R-O-O-F of God. Prophetic, revelation, overwhelming, omnipotent fire of God, in order to reveal the heart of the Father and the power of His Holy Spirit by the word of His Son Jesus, by restoring the called people of God back to kingdom authority and spiritual inheritance, a place of righteousness in Christ Jesus, called to open the prisons, restore sight back to the blind, to heal the brokenhearted, and empower the saints of God to walk forth in their destiny. Praise God. Prophet Rick has also been serving at Kingdom Institute Training Center, KITC, as an advisory board member since 2023 and recently on board as a full faculty member. Also, he's a partner with City Worship Church, CWC, under the leadership of Apostles Lamont and Tiffany Bigham. Prophet Rick is actively involved in the life of the ministry through prophetic release, teaching, and prayer. Hallelujah. We are blessed to have this man of God with us on this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We bless you and praise you and magnify you and lift you up, Lord God, for truly you are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name, mighty God, is to be praised. Hallelujah. And we do. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify you. We lift you up, oh God. You could take yourself off mute and pray with me on this morning. Come on, go ahead and pray in your language as I'm praying. Hallelujah. And we do, God, we just bless you and we do magnify you, Father. We lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just honor and extol you, mighty God. You are just so amazing. You are so great. You are so just. You are so loving. You are so kind. Hallelujah. Come on, take yourself off mute here. There's a lot of us on the line this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we do. We bless you, Father. We honor you, Lord God. Have your way on today, Father, through this call, Lord God. Release to us, Father God, wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. Cause us to step into this day fully fortified, fully enlarged and refreshed, oh God. And so thank you, Father. Thank you for everyone that has come on the line on this morning. And even those that will listen to the playback, we know, Father God, that you are calling us to arise for such a time as this. Your people, the people of God, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers are arising in this time, in this season, Father. The body of Christ, Lord, people, Lord, you are just causing souls to be saved and lives to be transformed, oh God, into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we do bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. And we lift you up, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God. Just bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to turn the line over to you, Prophet Rick. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone. This is a God morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say good morning to everyone. Blessings to everyone. Happy resurrection. We are still in it. We're still flowing in it. It's like the fumes of God's existence is still just perforating our lives and our souls on this holiday of holidays, this dead day that has set us in motion to be who we are and where we are. Hallelujah. We have entered into the time of resurrection, and I just thank God for it. I want to thank God. Hallelujah. So give me a moment. Thank you, Father, that you called me. You set me free. You have determined that I am yours, and you have made it so. I thank you, Father, that I've been called from the foundation of the earth to be God's appointed servant, and I give praise to your name, Father. Yes, Father, let the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding enlighten our eyes to see, hear, and to know what the Spirit is saying to the church, that we may walk accordingly, Father. Fill us with your love, your grace, your power, your glory, God. Hallelujah. Let it just overwhelm us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless this time and this moment, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless it. Bless you. Bless it. Sorry, beloved God. I want to talk about this newness of life. I just want to inspire. I just want to move and motivate. I want to make you groove in the spirit. Hallelujah. So newness of life. There's this newness of life that God has released upon us. And our key scripture is coming from Romans chapter 6. Verse 4, oh, Jesus, where is that? here we go. Therefore, and I'm reading out of New King James Version. Therefore, we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ has raised us from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We should walk in this place where God has given up everything. The Bible says in Romans, the 8th chapter, he who did not spare his only son, but freely gave him up for us, how much more will he freely give us all other things? A newness of life. His life. Responding, motivating, moving in us. It says, what was dead is now alive. God has done a new thing in us. He has called us to come into his existence. Not just another existence on earth, his existence. We have moved from a place of just being natural to now supernatural. We have moved into the existence, the place, the place where God resides in the Spirit of God. We can pick it up. We can talk to him. We can commune with him. We can move with supernatural ability. We have come into his existence. Not our own, not the world's existence. We have come to into his existence. That's why the Bible says we are not of this world. We have been bought with a price. We have been changed. We have been renewed. We have been transformed. We have come into existence. The Bible declares in Isaiah 43:18-19, it says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Yes, we will, because we are that new thing. We are that thing that God created. He says, and then he goes on to proclaim that I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. We're talking about, he said, my ability and power can cause things that never were there to be there. Things that you would never think about seeing are now manifest. Hallelujah. We are not just encouraged, but told to leave the old way of existence and life. He says, don't consider the things of old, the old ways. The old ways are the old ways of darkness, the old ways of wickedness, the old ways of sin. And we have come to embrace the new. We've come to embrace the new things of God, the things that are specifically tied to the existence and the place of God, the supernatural realm where in the natural we would never see, hear, or even know about. But God has caused us to live and move in his existence. He has caused us to embrace the new, the change. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that if anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person, the old life is gone. A new life has begun. Verse 18, and all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ and gave us up the task of reconciling people back to him. Listen, beloved, his new existence has called us to be transformed not just into God's existence and place and spiritual aptitude and ability, but it's called us to absolutely duplicate the same thing and offer it to others. Oh, my God. He changed us into the very image of his dear son, that we move and we're motivated by the things of God, the truth of God, the love of God, the spirit of God. We move as God moves. We are walking in a newness of life and this gift. Oh my God, all these things that God do for us, it's a gift. And let me take back for a minute. Let me just take a moment and say this. There are many kinds and types of gifts in the Bible that God releases into our lives. We just read in verse 18, becoming a new person. It's a gift. It's a gift of God. There's nothing we can do, because the Bible states in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are saved by grace and not of our own, and not by works, that we can even boast about it. There's nothing in our lives that made us worthy to come into this existence, to be drawn into existence, to be changed into existence. Amen? Amen. Let me get back to these gifts, okay? The gifts are released into our lives, as we read in verse 18, becoming a new person. Listen to this, y'all. Repentance, in my opinion, my humble opinion, repentance is also a gift. It's a way for us to get back to God after acts of all unrighteousness or acts of sin that we just found ourselves in. And God opens this door and he gives us this gift called repentance to say, Father, hear me. Repentance, even for the unbelievers, repentance is such a powerful gift that it opens the ears and the heart of God to the people that are crying to him. Repentance allows God's heart to release forgiveness and cause lives to change and be restored. This is a gift of God, and it's a powerful gift and a wonderful gift. We don't look at it that way, but we should honor God. Father, thank you for the ability to repent. Thank you, Father God, that you hear us and you know us. Newness of life is the condition of having something or having recently come into the existence of life. Or in other words, we've been born again. And I know for some of us, this is like, okay, we know about this prophet, right? But I'm encouraging you to walk in this new time, this new season, this new moment where God has said, this is a new time. This is for us to remember. Just as Jesus was on the cross, it's just a little moment that the Spirit of God spoke to me, and I was just thinking, and I was reading the night before Resurrection Sunday, and I was reading about how in the book of Luke, how the thief was on the cross, and, at that moment he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, from this day forward, you will be in paradise with me. He remembered the thief on the cross. And Jesus is saying to me, I have not forgotten you. I still remember my promises. I still remember my word. I am sitting at the right hand of God, interceding. I am in your place. I will never forsake you, nor will I leave you. I will not forget. And it's reminding me of the song, I am not forgotten. We are not forgotten. God has not closed his mind, his heart, and his life to us. He's like, I will never forget you. I can't forget you. You are in me, and I am in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our life, the Bible says, this is our life. We are all, this is Isaiah 46, I'm sorry, 64 verse 6. And this is the position that we had, and this is the place where we were. And we were all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness, all our ability to stand before God was nothing but filthy rags. Just needs something to be discarded and literally burned. Filthy rags. Hallelujah. We did not deserve it. We did not even, to be honest, we weren't looking for God. Hallelujah. But his eyes were constantly upon us. Just like the Bible says, his eyes were to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for those he would show himself strong in and present us, this is my part, his salvation, that we may be as he is. As Jesus is, it says in the book of 1 John chapter 5, I believe, no, chapter 2, it says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So God was doing a new thing. In Ephesians 2, 4, 5, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with him by grace. We have been saved by the ability of God versus our inability to do anything, to cause our change, to cause our sins and sinful life and unrighteous life to change. God did it for us because we had no ability, no way to do it. But the love of the Father, this great love in which we are loved, which we are called, which we are transformed and made, God's love. Beloved, we have to get to a place where the love of God is expressed, shown, and worshiped. Not just in our private time, but seen in our lives, seen in our homes, seen in our jobs. The love of God, let it flow through and out of you, and let the light of God shine upon others, because we have been set forth to do this. Beloved of God, we have been given a place of existence. This place of existence that calls us to change, that calls us to be like God, to be anything, is called Zoe. This is life in the absolute sense. Zoe, the God kind of life. Life as God has it. This is the thing that is in God. That which is in the Father has, that which is in the Father has in himself this Zoe life, and which he gave to his Son Jesus to have within himself. This is this resurrection power that God exerted in Jesus. This Zoe life, this eternal life, this life that causes us to be in the existence of where he is, this is absolute life. And God gave it to Jesus, and God filled Jesus with it. And now we have been given the life, newness of life, the life, oh my God, the life of God. If you take a moment, a silent moment, and say, think about the life of God, is permeating through the very essence of who I am. God himself, creator of heaven and earth, the exalted one, the glorious one, he that is alive and will never die, from beginning to end, God, God, God. And that God life, that Zoe life, it's in us. It's transforming us. And now we have been given this newness of life, the life of God, replacing the dead, sinful life, replacing that which was raggedy, that which was filthy, replacing that which had no ability to see the light of eternity. God replaced it. Not just replacing, but totally, he totally eradicated it. It no longer exists in us. My God, my God. That same power that raised Christ has been fashioned in us, has been exerted in us, has been delicately and graciously placed in us to be called sons of God. This is a miraculous thing. You can't take something that was dark and black and gooey and nasty and dip it in blood. Hallelujah. It comes out white and clean. This is the power of God. That same power that raised Christ. That same thing. Jesus said, I have come, listen, beloved, Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. That's not just things happening and having this and nice cars and houses and clothes. No. I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. I have come to give you life that is in the essence of absolute life, though. I have come to give you my life, the God life, in my life, into your life. This resurrection power abides in us. This Zoe life of Jesus has filled us. That's the time. This Zoe life of Jesus fills us. It is in us. It moves us. It overflows in and out of us. It causes darkness to flee. Beloved, turn on the light. Turn on the lights of your life. Let it shine. Hit the bright light button and let darkness flee. Let darkness just be totally eradicated and moved out of your life. It gives us wisdom. It illuminates us. It gives us understanding. It's the abundant life. It is the Zoe life. It is newness of life. Ephesians 1-19 says, so that we know and understand what is the immeasurable. Listen to this, beloved. This scripture, I'm getting back to quoting it every night. This, what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated by the working of the strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. Beloved, we have this immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness ability in us, and we have to take the time. We have to research it. We have to go after it. We have to want it. We have to desire it. We have to go and say, God, hallelujah, I believe that I am walking in an immeasurable and unlimited surpassing greatness. I believe, Father God, that you have set me in a place where I can yield and wail the power of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the truth of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the glory of God. I'm in that place where the resurrected power of Christ has been endowed, imparted, and set in us. Beloved, hallelujah, we are not who we were, and we'll never be that thing again. We have been changed. We have been made new. We have been completed. We are set forth to represent the kingdom of God in all his wonderness, all his glory, all his magnificence. We are set forth to give. To give God praise because we are his reflection in the earth. And beloved, I'm taking this time to just push us again back into this place of the season of this resurrection, this time of newness of life, this time of restoration, this time of getting it right, getting it straight, going forth, not in fear, not in trembling, but knowing I got the Zoe life of God in me, knowing that I walk in newness of life, knowing that I am immeasurable and I have unlimited surpassing greatness of power because of this resurrection, knowing that I'm called of God, purpose of God, from the foundations of the earth, this God loved us and called us and set us in motion to be where we are now. And it's absolutely crazy, mind-blowing when you stop to take a moment and think about what God is doing. He told Abasha, why me, God? Because I love you, my son. Why me, God? Because I love you, my daughter. Why us? Because you are set forth in my heart and mind. This is God saying, speaking. You are set forth in my heart and mind as a completed, fulfilled work. Hallelujah. Listen to me, beloved. God sees it as already completed. God sees you as already fulfilling. God sees you as already whole. We just stop. We have to stop the lies. Stop what the world is bringing upon our lives, and we have to live by kingdom standard mindsets and understanding that even though we go through trials and tribulation, it is only for a moment. Even though we go through heartaches and headaches and emotional, oh my God, we go through all these things in this world, but in the world, Jesus says, in this world, we'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Why? Because I will be resurrected soon, and I'm going to the Father. And when I go to the Father, I'm releasing a new life. I'm releasing Zoe life. I'm releasing newness of life that we can walk in the fullness of who God has already called us to be. This is such a new thing. Never before in life, never before throughout the history of all of creation, has something like this ever been done. Had to get a drink of water. And the devil knows it. He had no idea what Jesus was going to do. And not just causing him. He was worried about him, but now there's a million of him. He was trying to stop that Zoe life from being expressed and shown in the time that he walked. But that Zoe life is now in us. let me tell you what. The devil owns a great stock in Tylenol because it takes so much. We give him a headache every time we wake up. We speak to God every time we wake up. All of heaven is alert. The alarm clock and all of the earth, of the darkness, of the dark demon side, it goes off every time you wake up. Oh, she's up. All right, let's get ready. She's up. Because of the newness of life that is in us. Beloved, I feel the Holy Spirit. Beloved, I feel by the Holy Spirit. I'm just reading what I wrote. I feel by the Holy Spirit. And we need to remind ourselves. And I always have to do this. I have to take the time. I have to take a moment. Sit down and remind myself of who I am and what God has done for me. I've been through heart attacks. I've been through, what do they call it? I got my own operation. I've had heart surgery. I had a bypass surgery. I've been through so much, and I'm standing here declaring I walk in newness of life. I walk in the things of God. I walk in the zone that he has released and set for me. So what am I saying? God is reassuring us of his zone life, this newness of life that is not only in us, but we're sealed until the day of redemption. Nothing can take it out of us. Nothing can remove it. Nothing can change it. It is set for, my God. We have this zone life, this newness of life, this immeasurable, incredible, and unlimited power. We have wisdom and understanding. Our eyes have been illuminated. We reflect the glory of God in every aspect of what he is. And God is saying, I'm releasing my children. I'm releasing more of me from the inside out. My God, it's in us, and God is just letting it go. Once we get to a place of, here we go, y'all. Once we get to a place of understanding, knowledge, and commitment, seeing God releases more in us, the trust that he trusts us, and we go forth in it. My God, the enemy spends most of his time trying always to convince us to believe contrary to the truth of who we really are and what we really are. The greatest weapon of the enemy is to delude us of our own heritage, to delude us of our own position, to delude us of our own thoughts and minds of what God has done in us, to cause us to be less than who we are. He can't do it. He needs us to agree with him. He can't come against his old life. He needs us to come down to where he is. So he causes us to think differently, walk in fear, walk in dismay. You know the story. We've been there, done that. Hallelujah. Got the postcard to prove it. But we've been delivered, set free, and made whole from these things. But that's all he can do. So here I am. I'm declaring. And I'm stating. I got one more little thing to do. We're already done. I'm stating. I'm here. I'm declaring. And I'm stating. Hallelujah. I am who God has called me to be. I am who God says that I am. So I want to read to you my confessions, my I am confessions. God said, I am that I am. Jesus said, I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the door. I am the first. I am the last. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the bright morning star. I am alive. I am in Christ. Therefore, I am. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am cleansed. I am forgiven all my sins. I'm redeemed. I'm free from condemnation. I am a disciple of Christ Jesus. I am set free. Let me stop for a minute, beloved. God gave me this thing in Psalms of the Prophet, and I should read this every morning, and I'm getting back to it. And it determined my position of how I saw myself. Not what the world interpreted for me, not what my family interpreted for me, not what my church interpreted for me, but what God said and who I am. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I am set free. I am crucified with Christ. I am alive with Christ. I am a son of God. I am a son of light and not of darkness. I am born again by the ever-living word of God. I am justified. I am sanctified by his word. I am righteous and holy because I am in Christ Jesus. I am clothed in righteousness. I am a new creature because I am in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I am saved because I am in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and my testimony. I am not dominated by sin. I'm able to escape the temptation. I am delivered from the power of darkness. I am redeemed by the hand of the enemy. I am exercising my authority over the enemy. I am kept by the power of God. I am daily overcoming the devil. I am kept in safety wherever I go. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am holy and without blame before him. I am casting down vain imagination. I am only above. I am not beneath. I am only the head. I am not the tail. I am victorious. I am triumphant in Christ. I am not moved by what I see. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am a can-do believer. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am saved by grace through faith. I am a sheep of the good shepherd. I am always obeying the voice of the shepherd. I am his faithful follower. I am lying down in green pastures. I am spending time beside still waters. I am flooded with light. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am a city set on high. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am a person of authority and power. I am reconciled to God and a minister of reconciliation. I am anointed. I am a holy person with a holy calling. I am a laborer together with God. I am establishing God's word on earth. I am led by the Spirit of God. I'm an imitator of Jesus. I'm walking by faith. I'm not by sight. I'm established to the end. I'm a body filled, flooded, and with the fullness of God himself. I'm a partaker of the divine nature. I am a glorious, sanctified saint. Saint. I am chosen, holy, dearly beloved of God. I am preordained. I am foreknown. Hallelujah. I'm complete in Christ. I'm hidden in Christ, in God. I'm accepted in the beloved. I am a child of the Most High God. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me. I am always successful. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am just what the Bible says I am. I've been changed into his image. I am the manifested Son of God that creation is waiting for. I am ruling and reigning in this life, one with one, Christ Jesus. I am united to the Lord, and I am one. I am one spirit with him. I'm an inheritor of eternal life. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. I'm qualified to share in his inheritance. I'm chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. My God, my God, I am special. Glory to God. We are special. We are the bride of Christ. I am a prosperous and successful in whatever I do. My God, I'm getting all my needs and wants met by Jesus. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. I am heir to the blessings of Abraham. I'm blessed coming in. Come on, glory to God. And I'm blessed going out. Let the weak say, I am strong. Therefore, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Therefore, I am rich. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Therefore, I am healed. I am out of my mind, and I am into the mind of Christ. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit. I'm God's workmanship. I am part of the body of Christ. I'm a partaker of Christ. I share in his soul. Life. I am a citizen with the kingdom, with the rest of God's family. I am one of God's living stones. I am one in Christ. I am casting all my cares on Jesus. I am blessed with the mind of Christ. I am bringing every thought into captivity. I am being transformed by a renewed mind. I am looking more and more like Jesus. I am an expression of a life of Christ because he is my life. I am part of the true vine. I'm a follower of the good shepherd. I'm anointed with fresh oil, and I am one whose cup is running over. I am one who is followed by goodness and mercy. I'm living in peace. I am filled with grace, God's ability versus my inability. I'm flooded with mercy. I am kind. I am gentle. I'm peaceful. I'm loving. I'm loved with an everlasting love. My goodness. I am beloved of God. I am Jesus' friend. I am the apple of my Father's eye. I am a child of a great Father. I'm a child of the Most High God. I am a saint. I am blessed, for I am in Christ. He says so. So am I. Amen. God bless you. I turn it back over to you, Pastor Doug.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, Father, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord God, that we are that new thing that you have called to spring forth for such a time as this. I thank you, Father, that the power, the same power that raised Christ from the dead that dwells in us, causes things to now manifest. Thank you for reminding us to always embrace the new. Thank you for reminding us about the abundant life that you have given unto us, that you have called us to walk in. Thank you that through this abundant life, you give us light. You cause us to come into agreement with your love. Thank you, Father, that we can choose, and we can choose every day to remember who we really are. Hallelujah. And so, Father, I thank you. Just as the Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we continue to just thank you and praise you for your life, living your life through us, that others would be drawn to you. Father, I thank you that we can live by faith. We can walk by faith and not by sight because you are walking in us, through us. Your life is illuminating from us. Your life is being manifested in us and through us, oh God. And so thank you, Father. Thank you for causing us to come into agreement with who you say we are. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The line is open. If there is, please respond. Please respond to this word that was released to us on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Elder Kevin. Just wanted to first say, Prophet Rick, thank you for that awesome word. It reminded me who I am in Christ, but also who Christ is in me, and to operate in that in full effect and not allow my past or my weaknesses to stop me from fulfilling what Christ has called me to do. That was an amazing word, and it was timely, and I needed it, you know, to be reminded of that, to move on and to do what I am called to do. I thank you for that. That was an awesome word. God bless you, sir. I pray that God replenishes you and give back to you all that you gave out on this morning. That was amazing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Cool shot, Dama. Hey, can I say something to you? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm strength. I hear Spirit God saying strength. I'm strengthening my sense of for the things that I set forth for you ahead of you, because they're going to come. They're not going to come without opposition. But you shall prevail. You shall overcome these things. And I'm going to set you in the place that you've been waiting for. I'm setting you in the place that you've been praying about. I'm releasing and putting those things in because I'm going too fast. I've already been getting you ready and prepared in place of preparation to walk into this place that I'm getting ready to open up before you, this door that is opening, and you will walk into it, and you will walk in it. And let me tell you, man of God, it's gonna need your strength of soul, spirit, and body to perform and to fulfill this thing. Don't be moved. Anchor yourself. Because opposition is going to come because this place is going to cause so many people and so many lives to be changed. Amen?
Jesus.
Amen. So
Amen.
Get ready, sir. Get ready. Also, I'm also the supplier of every need. Hallelujah. And I'm also your source. So God says, reach out, lean on me, and watch my glory manifest in your life.
Jesus. Jesus, thank you. I receive it by God.
Oof. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord saying that, I don't know if many of us are even though we're age and season things, we're in this new place of preparation. I feel that there's a lot of people that have gone through ministry, gone through life, gone through things, but now we're in this place of preparation. God is doing a new thing in you. That Zoe life from 20 years ago is starting to catch fire again. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Come on. Let's respond
Hallelujah.
To the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is Jamar.
Bless you, sir.
Bless you. How you doing? Good morning. Good morning. Actually, this morning, I just was praying, and I was telling God that I feel like the enemy has been attacking my mind with thoughts of things that I used to do and thoughts of the past, and was trying to like reawaken those old cravings and those old desires. So I was just telling God that, you know, that his word says that through Jesus I am a new creation, and as long as I eat the bread of life, then, you know, I'm delivered. And so, like, you were talking about the I am, so that's some of my I ams. My I ams is that I am delivered, that I am free, you know, I'm not that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I'm just trying to just stay strong in my faith and just keep on, you know, staying strong in my devotions, because I understand that it's always going to, like, the enemy's job is that he's always going to be trying to pull you back every day, any chance he gets. So I'm trying to just continue to just stay strong and stay consistent so that I can have the right weapons and the right tools to fight against those thoughts and those attacks when they do come. So I thank you for the word.
Amen.
That was a good encouragement for me, and it kind of tied into the same thing that I was praying for this morning. I felt like it was meant for me to get on this call because that was God, you know, reminding me of who I am today. So,
amen, amen. My brother, I'm gonna pray for you because I wanna pray. I just feel. Just to pray. So Father, I just thank you for my brother. I thank you for this, for his life and his desire to know you, to desire his desire to get closer to you, to be with you, to walk with you, to understand the things of God and the word of God. I thank you, Father, that his heart and his life is being changed and transformed step by step and moment by moment. And listen, Jamar, don't rush it, don't push it, don't take it faster than it needs to go, but flow in it with a determination and a desire. Let your desire for God determine the speed in which you
get what God has for you, but let it grow. Don't go before what is already God is showing you and things like that. So, Father, we just thank you, God. We just come against every power of Satan, every power of the enemy, every spirit of delusion, deception that causes my brother to think and act, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For even in that act, God is uncovering that his power and his ability is of no effect because he's just trying to get to your emotions, trying to get to your past. He can't do anything about your future because now it is hidden in Christ's glory. Glory to God. So, Father, we just bind every power of the enemy that speaks to Jamar's mind, heart, and emotions, oh God. We destroy its ability to have any kind of function, victory, or overwhelming effect in him and on him in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the fire of God against every spirit of witchcraft, every divination, every occultic problem and thing that has been set forth against him to make him falter and to give up in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just plead and declare strength in his life, a mental strength, emotional strength, spiritual strength, in Jesus' wonderful name. We just thank you and honor you, God. Amen.
Thank you.
Stay, you know, when those thoughts and things come around, do something else. Get your mind refocused. Changed. Don't sit there and dwell on them. Amen. Because the enemy needs you to make it happen. Amen. He can't do anything until you do it. You get me, my man?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, good. It's just like every time, you know, like I try to like take a step to grow more. Like, that's when it's like something else is telling me, like, you can never do that or you can never be this. Or, like, so that's what, I was praying about. It's like every time I'm trying to pursue and grow more with God, like, something else is always telling me, like, that's not you. That's boring. You know that you don't really want to do that for real. Like, trying to, like, cause me to lose my focus and stuff. So that's what I was praying against this morning, because I know that, like, that's just the enemy trying to convince me out of my purpose and out of my calling. And I just was praying for strength to not feed into that or give into that.
Well, let me give you a little task to do that you can do when those things start to happen. Do the opposite of what the Spirit is trying to get you to think, feel. Do that which is confusing him by continuing to do what you've been doing, but only do it even in a more forceful way. And like, I hear you, but I'm ignoring you. I'm still going after God. And you got to realize, take a moment to think, it's thoughts that are persuading you to do something that you've already decided not to. Think about it, my brother. It's thoughts. He ain't got a gun to your head. He ain't tied you down. You feel me? It's thoughts that he wants you to agree with. Change the way you think. When his thoughts come up, get something else to think about. Read the Bible. Oh, that's the worst thing that you can do for the enemy is to start to read the Bible, start to quote it out loud. or if you get these things, say, I am this. I am what God says I am. You hear me?
All right.
So we'll talk more later, all right?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
God bless.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Hallelujah. We have a few more minutes. Anyone else?
Good morning. Prophet Rick, I just thank God for the word this morning. This is P.I.T. Kim. Man.
Kim.
Yeah, I just thank God for the word this morning. I just feel like a little bit of what Elder Kevin said and then the brother before me, it's kind of a mix of what they said. But the word this morning really encouraged me to continue to move forward in the new things that God has for me.
Amen.
And I thank God for the prophets because, you know, it's the encouragement. I really felt encouraged this morning. I thank you for the teaching, but the encouragement is what I really needed this morning. Just to continue to move, you know. I don't want to just talk and say a bunch of words, but that's what I received today, just the encouragement to continue in the new thing that God has for me, even not even knowing all what it is, but as long as I keep moving, as long as I keep declaring, staying in his word, and just believing who he says I am, and just that resurrection power that I have, that authority mm-hmm. that I have to continue to move forward. So bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you for your time this morning. And I just thank God for you and just what I was able to receive this morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, Kim, in the spirit realm, I see you as a warrior, like a princess warrior. And actually, I see you with a spear. And it's not just an ordinary spear. It's a spear that's like on fire. And you're standing, but you've been through battles. You've been through hell and high water, up and down. And when is this, you know, a good time? And before the good times, it's always bad times. You know, and then you get a little bit of good times, and things like that. And you've been battling eternally. And not always having an avenue of expression, you know, to really, really let it out. But God says, I'm filling you with peace. I'm giving you back more peace, the peace that I have, the peace that is beyond understanding, this peace that will calm your heart, calm your nerves, calm your emotions, this peace that will cause you to walk in a sufficiency and a completeness, this peace that says the shalom of God, which means nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, and destroying the binds and the chains that causes chaos in your life. Shalom. So I say shalom over Kim's life, over her heart, over her spirit. Nikosama. I say shalom in her household, in her family. Shalom in the place where she walks and finds herself. Shalom. Nothing missing, not lacking anything. The peace of God is not just quietness. It's assurance. He is the Prince of Peace. It's an assurance. It is a tangible, discernible change in your life. This peace. So I say shalom over your life and over where you walk and wherever you go. Let the peace of God fill you, keep you, and cause you to abound in another place. Because of this confidence that's going to, this surge of confidence coming over you, that God's like, I got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. And I'm wrapping my arms around you. I'm putting on a robe on you. Not so cool, Tase. He said, I'm going to start to release more of that fire in you. And God is saying, I want you to speak it, girl. Release it in prayer, in declarations, in words of admonishment. Release it, release it. And God, thank you, Jesus. And he says, when you start to release that, this is the word of God says, and you start to release that word and it starts to go in, it's going to have a return, 30, 60, 100 fold. You're going to see those returns from the word, from the word, from the word that you're sowing, from the word. And God's going to give back a response. He's going to give back overflow. Hallelujah. He's going to get back. So go ahead and do that thing. I see it coming. And then not just in church, but wherever you are. Because God says you're authentic. You're not fake. Here's another thing. Do not weigh your inabilities versus his ability. Do not weigh or put those into the equation. Amen. Wherever you fall at, wherever you don't make it at, do not put those in the equation. Repent, move forward, go again, and God's going to make a way for you. Hallelujah. Because you are his child. And he's called you. Amen.
God bless you.
So go forward.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one other thing. Please, 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 please do not let your deficiencies determine your outcome. And really, that's a word for everybody. Do not let your deficiencies determine your outcome in God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in agreement, Lord, and just praying and standing with PIT Kimberly on today. Thank you, Father, for the fire of God just resting upon her and just illuminating from her, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the fire of God just burning up anything that would come against her, Lord God, and anything that she may think would hinder her from being all that you have called her to be. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for fresh anointing, fresh power, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that Kim knows her steps are ordered by you, Lord God, and this new path you have her on, these new beginnings that you're bringing to her that will cause a return of 30, 60, 100 fold, will not only be a blessing for others, it'll be a blessing for her, for her family, oh God, as she sees you continue to turn things around in her favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for causing this, your daughter, to continue to arise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist Carolyn Clemens, can you hear me? Are you on mute? Can you hear me, Evangelist Carolyn Clemens?
Yes, 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 yes. I hear you now.
Good morning, good morning. Would you like to respond to the word?
Oh.
Would you like to pray?
That word that God is doing a new thing. I received that. He is doing a new thing. And he's confirming some of the things that he's already given. So, yes, I receive that.
Amen, amen. Okay, glad you were able to join, Mom. Good to hear your voice. God bless you on today.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk later.
Okay, all right. Apostle McCoy, are you able to respond before we close?
Praise the Lord. We want to thank God. I caught probably the last third of his message, but I caught the declarations and the decree, the I am. You know, we are in this hour of divine connection this year, 5786, 2026, and it literally unfolds. The number 6 is the number of man, and 26 is the name of God, is Yahweh, Vaheh, and we could clearly see this connection going forth. And as the man of God was making declarations and decrees this morning, I was just so moved by the I am. Every statement that I heard him make, every declaration was him taking on the form and the nature of God. God told Moses, when Moses said, who will I say sent me in order to bring about this divine deliverance for the people? And God said to Moses, tell them I am. And I thank God for what I heard. I thank God for what he is cultivating and developing, that we're taking on the nature. We are manifesting, not taking it on. It's already in us. We were formed and fashioned, hallelujah, in his image after his likeness. But we are being given the authority and the permission to release the I Am. He will be to us everything we need him to be. And in that transfer, then we do become his representatives. We become an I Am to others. And so that's what I was able to capture in my spirit. And thank you so much, Apostle Dawn, for the few moments of allowing me to share that.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for responding. Prophet Rick, anything, if you have anything else to say, and close us in prayer. Amen. Prophet Rick, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
Sorry. I was asking, what was the young lady's first name again that just spoke?
Apostle Anita. Anita.
Apostle Anita. This one word that kept coming up when I was listening to you that I kept hearing three or four times, the same word, builder, builder. Builder. And God is saying you're a builder, because not just because of the, well, it is because of the apostolic grace that's on your life, but you're a builder because you can see things and you can tell what needs to be restructured, what needs to be revamped, what needs to be reformed, or the foundation needs to be set straight again. You are a builder, and you build lives, you build ministries, you build that which others can't seem to accomplish. And God says, "Ooh, kira basa." Go back and read Exodus. Right. See the 31 or 33, but it's the first few verses, and you'll get the fullness of that. Just read that, the first few verses. I can't quote it right now, but I know what the Holy Spirit is telling me. Yeah. Exodus 31, read the first few verses, and it's going to apply to who you are or what God is doing, and you'll see yourself in it, and you'll see the manifestation of God in you in those scriptures and what he's doing and what he's released. My God, you're going to like that one.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You are
going to
like that.
God. Thank
you.
You
are that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Thank you. God bless.
Hallelujah. Okay. So, Father, we just thank you for this time, and we honor you, God, for we have the privilege to come before you, to speak, to declare, to pray, oh God, to worship, just to acknowledge that it is the living God that we serve, that we have life and we have being in. Bless us, oh God, with your choice of blessings over our lives for this day, that we may walk out this walk confident and sure, knowing who we are and what you have done in us. And we thank you, Father, for this newness of life and this newness of time that we have walked into, this existence of the living God, that we may be partakers of all that heaven has to offer. In Jesus' mighty name, I bless each and everyone on this line. Go forth, go strong, and have a great day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. God bless you too, Prophet Rick, and everyone else on the line. Go in peace. God bless you until next month. Amen.
God bless you.